Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Donnie.
I think I should start this time. This is Dana.
We're from the National Centre for Child Protection. Today's topic is trafficking, which is a difficult topic to discuss. It's also one that we want to handle with care, and I want to say with kids' gloves, so that everybody can listen to it, everybody can hear it, and hey, it's a Friday evening, so we don't want to spoil your weekend. So trafficking is what happens when somebody is, to put it within a biblical term, enslaved, when somebody's made a slave of another person for whatever reason. In many instances, in the job that I do, we look at child trafficking, where children are trafficked for one or two reasons. One, for sex, and two, for organs.
Donnie, I would say that there's more than just those two.
You would, but that I'm speaking only on child protection side now. We know that you are the clued up one on mental health, and you'll have your opportunity. So there are two, those are the two main ones. There are obviously, as Dana said, many other options and reasons, but those are the two main ones that get to my table and ends up on my table. So child trafficking is literally that child that you see the messages, child's been missing, child's gone missing, and 2-3 years down the line, we're still searching for that child. We've all seen in the news that young little girl from the Western Cape. Yes, Jocelyn has now been missing for more than a year. So she's passed her first year. The court case has now officially started with mom and some of the other suspects. So that is what we all believe was a young girl being sold into trafficking. Why she was trafficked, we don't know. It could just be for financial gain. Now, one of the other reasons that I did not mention yet, that Dana alluded to, is the fact that people sell children for, let's say, money to buy substances. And in our future podcast, we'll get to substance abuse, addiction, and so forth. So that child is then being sold. But at the end of the day, the person that buys that child either buys them for one or two reasons. They either A, want to traffic them and they use them for sex or for organs. Yes, sometimes kids get trafficked to marry somebody somewhere and so forth. But hey, a child of 9, whether they move to whatever country where it's legal to marry kids, it's still being seen as trafficking for sexual reasons. The sad part about trafficking is it's very difficult, once a child's been trafficked, especially if they've been trafficked for sex, to get them out of that. So what happens? And again, I know it's Friday evening, don't want to spoil your supper or so forth. They find these kids. They then normally get them hooked on some form of a drug. That drug is then the thing that they crave. And to then receive that drug, they then get given to men. In most instances, girls are trafficked, boys are trafficked as well. We're not denying that fact. Those girls then, or boys, then want that drug, and they'll do anything to get that drug. And then they get, the expectation on them is to have sex with strangers for that as a, inverted commas, as a form of a payment. So Dana, we've worked with kids that have nearly been trafficked. Mm. We've worked with kids that have been returned. We've heard and spoken to parents that have lost their kids. Once that child is trafficked, I don't want to speak about what the child goes through. What goes through a parent's mind and a family member's mind once a child gets trafficked?
I think a wide range of emotions would definitely be felt in that period of time. You know, sitting there wondering, is my child alive or dead? Where is my child currently? I mean, if you just lose your child in a shopping center or in a Checkers or a Woolworths, for instance, I mean, your heart starts racing. You go into like panic mode. You're frantic. You can't think straight. You're searching everywhere. I would assume that times 100 would be the feeling that parents would go through and the emotions that they would be experiencing during that time. I mean, there's probably very little in comparison to not knowing if someone's alive or not alive and not being able to access them, not knowing their whereabouts, not knowing if they're okay, not knowing if they have food, you know, or warm clothes on their body. And it's something that I don't think we would wish upon our worst enemies, you know, for someone to have to go through losing a child to child trafficking. Dani, I think something that we also need to touch on that's quite important is the fact that, yes, we're identifying child trafficking and trafficking in general being a problem. And, you know, the snake's breath that they're using in the shopping centers and all of that, which I'm sure you'll touch on shortly. But just from a woman to not just other women out there, but I mean, when we do staff development workshops at schools, one of the things I really focus a lot of attention on is keeping a teacher and their children safe in an environment that, you know, there's a lot of strangers around, you don't know their intentions. And what I always suggest to these individuals is stop going to the shops alone. We have had countless cases come to our desk where woman has gone into the shops, comes back, and there's a man standing near her car, you know, watching her whereabouts, making her feel uncomfortable. And that man's intentions are not pure. His intentions are to abduct this woman and to sell her off because there's a lot of money to be made in trafficking. We've had cases where a woman has come to her car and her tires have been slashed or they're completely flat and she doesn't know what to do. Be vigilant and stop shopping alone would be advice from our side. If you're going to the shops, try and take a man with you. You know, you're not as vulnerable when there's a man by your side in the shops, for instance. If you can leave your children at home, not unattended, because they will burn your house down, and then we've got problems that are far greater than we expected. But don't leave your children at home with a stranger or alone. But if you can avoid taking your children to the shops, then do so. It takes seconds for them to grab your child. Put your child in a car and they are gone. It happens within a matter of seconds. We had a case a while ago that we worked on where a child was abducted in a shopping center. And within the first 2 minutes, the hair on that child's head was shaved and the clothing the child wore was changed. And the mom actually could not recognize that child. When they've managed to get the child back to mom, mom had to second guess and look again because she actually didn't realize that that was the same child that had just been taken a few minutes prior to that. So it happens very quickly, far quicker than what we can respond and react. So Dani, I'm sure you've got a lot of stories to tell that have ended up on your desk. But I mean, I know that snake's breath, I think, is one of the popular ones currently happening.
Yes. So just bring stats into this again, or statistics. We currently have more than 30,000 girls under the age of 14 that have been trafficked specifically for sex work in our within our country's borders. That's just the reported number, so that's a widely accepted number. So the official number is much higher. So we recently had a case where we were asked to assist a lady. She was not a youngster anymore. She was already late 20s, early 30s. Went to a shopping center, and she was shopping within one of the clothing chains shop, and somebody just spoke to her, got close to her, made physical contact with her, not in any weird way. She was actually liking these people. She's having a conversation with them, and then when she found herself again, she was in a bathroom, struggling to get out, moving, you know, not being sure about her steps or where she exactly was, being robbed of all her belongings. Her purse was gone, her wallet was gone, and her jewelry was gone as well as her cell phone. So that was something, or a drug they call devil's breath, which is something that they used in that instance to kind of get her unconscious without being unconscious. So she didn't look unconscious. So to the naked eye from the outside, nobody thought that lady needed assistance. And I think that's important. But I think what we also need to share, Dana, is you yourself you've also been to a shop and felt like somebody was following you from every single store. I remember specifically, because I remember I felt quite bad that day that had happened. So maybe share that in short, and then also share, if you know of anything trafficking related, how they can get hold of our counseling hotline.
Yes, Donnie. So I was at Centurion Mall a little over a year ago, and I was in one of the shops, and I saw a gentleman come through to my right-hand side and one through the left-hand side, because there were two entrances of the shop. And something inside of me just said that something was wrong. And I immediately exited the shop that I was in. And I immediately went into another shop to now, you know, gauge if I am being followed or if I'm imagining this. And obviously I was followed into the next shop. And my immediate response was go to one of the ladies or the gentlemen that work within the shop and alert them that I am feeling uncomfortable. That also kind of scares this predator away, because they've now realized, okay, I was following this person and they were unaware of the fact that I was following them. But now they're onto us. We kind of need to get out of this environment and quite quickly. So go to a shop that's quite busy, go to someone that works at the shop, they have staff uniform on, alert them that you're feeling uncomfortable, and then next best thing, phone someone to come to the shopping center or to walk with you to your car so that you are not walking by yourself to your car. So if you would like more advice or guidance and help, please contact us on our counseling hotline. That number is 076-037-6345. We will be able to guide and assist you further from there.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.